pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all. Good afternoon, Global Patriots. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio. Today is Conservative Casual Friday. I'm sitting in for Andrew Harrod. This is Vito Esposito. Thank you for joining today. It's Friday. It is also Lent. So you Catholics out there, no meat today. Just a reminder, I had my fish salad after my five-mile walk this morning. So I did exercise today, Joshua, just so you know, and I feel pretty good, actually. Hope you all are doing well. I'd like to start off today with reading a verse from the Bible, Proverbs 6, verses 12 through 19. The wicked man, a worthless person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth, winks with his eyes, he shuffles his feet, he points with his fingers. Perversity is in his heart. He devises evil continually. He sows discord. Verse 15, therefore his calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly he shall be broken without remedy. Verse 16, these six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. 17, a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. 18, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil. And 19, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. And that describes Joe Biden to a T. Perversity is in his heart. We all have seen the photos and the pictures of him groping little girls and women. A worthless person, a wicked man. He winks with his eyes. He shuffles his feet. And when he walks, he shuffles his feet. He gets at the podium and he points his finger as if he's a little tough man. He sows discord and speaks with a lying tongue. The man is a chronic and habitual liar. This is who the establishment, the cabal, the Uniparty installed as president of the United States, a wicked man. And today's theme is MAGA versus Marxism. And it seems that making America great is now a radical form of patriotism. So it seems being pro-American and patriotic is radical today under the Marxist leadership in Washington, D.C. And that would be the Marxist leadership in the White House, the executive branch, blowhard Joe Biden and communist Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. I'm sorry, and Barack Obama and Samantha Power, Susan Rice and Valerie Jarrett, all individuals, all radicals who were regurgitated from the Barack Hussein, Satoru, Obama, Biden administration regime. Marxist leadership in Washington, D.C., Marxism of Joe Biden, the wicked man, and Kamala Harris, the Marxism of Hillary Rotten Clinton and her philosophy, it takes a village to raise a child. Remember, it was Hillary Rotten Clinton who first uttered those words, it takes a village to raise a child. And that phrase actually says a lot and explains what radicalism has been adopted today in raising your children. And we shouldn't shrug off that particular slogan. It takes a village to raise a child. That mentality, it takes a village to raise a child. Isn't it ironic that you now must be 21 years old to purchase a weapon here in the United States because the Marxists want to make sure that they disarm the populace, You know, like 21, if you're under the age of 21, you cannot be trusted in handling a weapon, in owning a weapon, in exercising your Second Amendment rights. Because the vast majority of Americans actually are responsible gun owners, responsible weapon owners. But imagine exercising your Second Amendment right is now being denied until you're age 21. But you know what, folks? You know what? As communist China is now forging a relationship with communist Russia, today, under the Marxist mentality that is a cancer on America's society, you can give a seven-year-old puberty blockers because little Johnny now is playing with a Barbie doll. Or you can approve of a sex change because the village is demanding you can abuse and mutilate a 10-year-old child. But that 10-year-old child can't handle a weapon because it doesn't have enough mentality to do so. It takes a village to raise a child. The Marxist mentality of child abuse. So making America great is now being challenged by the political elite, Marxists in Washington, D.C., including blowhard Biden, and even House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, who starts out all of his tweets with one of two phrases: extreme MAGA Republicans, and you fill in the blank, or MAGA Republicans, and then you fill in the blank. So it's either blowhard Biden or it's Hakeem Jeffries, and now little Robert Reich has gotten into the game as well. It's a way to malign Republicans. It's to lump all Republicans as Trump supporters. Why? Because we dare to make America great. We dare to believe in America. Who would have thought 235 years after one of the greatest documents in the Western world, the U.S. Constitution, being adopted, bestowing individual freedoms and liberties, would today be considered extreme? Unless, of course, you're a Marxist, you're a communist, you're an anti-American. The left wing, the Uniparty, has adopted the radical principles of Saul Alinsky, Cloward and Piven, Prairie Fire, a radical agenda adopted by today's communists in America. And if you haven't read Prairie Fire, take a couple of days and read. It's about 160 pages. It was written by three domestic terrorists, including Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers, who also launched the political career of one Barack Hussein Sotoro Obama, who are also the step-parents of one Chase Bowden, who was just recalled as the San Francisco district attorney because of his radical policies with regards to criminals. There's no coincidence that Barack Hussein Sotoro Obama also uttered the words, fundamentally change America. And of course, blowhard Joe Biden adopted his mentor's plan of action. And again, Biden and Harris regime's inner circle are all from the extreme anti-American Barack Hussein Sotoro Obama regime. And how do we get here? How is it that we allowed us to get here? And we can first go back to 2017 after Trump visited Davos, Switzerland at the World Economic Forum. And there's a New World Order organization. Trump met with several leaders of large corporations after successfully reducing taxes for businesses and individuals here in America. Yes, across the board. It was the only thing which Speaker Paul Ryan did for the American people, because everything else he rejected President Trump. And you know what? He even reluctantly reduced the tax rate from 37 to 21%, even though President Trump requested a 15% corporate tax rate. So the cabal was, you know, they were still, the Uniparty was still uneasy about Trump, but, you know, they did this to pacify him. You know, and hopefully it would be an extreme failure. bring businesses back to America, make America less dependent upon foreign sources, such as communist China, who had been stealing our manufacturing entities and enriching themselves. That had to stop, because after all, America is the greatest country in the world and a world economic leader. Oh, you know, the awakening of a sleeping giant, the world body at the World Economic Forum, including globalist Klaus Schwab and George Soros, Donald Trump has begun attracting business investment back into the United States by championing the lowering of corporate tax rates from the highest in the world, some 37% to 21%. And reducing it to 21%, it unleashed a wave of international business coming back into America. And if you remember back in 2015, if you watched or if you read any type of Wall Street Journal or economic news, there were cries about businesses holding up to $2 or $3 trillion on their balance sheets and not doing anything with it because the United States had a tax rate that was one of the highest in the Western world. And so what did President Trump do? A businessman, right? He unleashes one of the best economic growth plans, and corporations and chairmen of the board and business owners who were at this round table in Davos, Switzerland, along with President Trump, were praising President Trump for his leadership in helping to reduce tax rates in the United States. These corporations and business leaders were committing to bring thousands of jobs to the United States. They were committing to building manufacturing plants to the United States, which is a big no-no, and of course, communist China doesn't like to hear that. And these corporations and businesses were committing to bringing economic prosperity to the United States, which happened in 2018 and 2019. We all see the economic trend. And that was the start. That was the start of the cabal in Washington, D.C., the global cabal, the New World Order, had to do something. Can you imagine a president of the United States who was a proponent for the United States of America and for the American people because he believed in the American ingenuity? He believed that making America great again would propel and unleash an economic growth, and not apologizing for America's greatness as the previous administration, the corrupt Obama-Biden regime, had done for 8 years. And then you fast forward to 2019. The establishment, the cabal, is sort of in a frenzy. They're not knowing what to do. They had to regroup. The pushback by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer wasn't working. The American people actually believed in President Trump's economic policies. The U.S. economy was rolling along in 2019. It was even picking up steam and raising record revenues for the U.S. Treasury. That's contrary to all the progressive pollution that was shoved down our throats for the last 60 years. A U.S. businessman who was elected president of the United States actually made it look easy because he knew what it took to make America great. That's how he built his business and parlayed it. And I still don't care about all these people. Well, you know, his daddy gave him $1 million. You know what? There aren't many people who are savvy enough to turn $1 million into $1 billion over 40 years. I've seen it personally where someone was given $880,000 and in 6 months had a $0 bank account and the business closed. So all these people that like to dump on Trump, you still have to have that business acumen, that knowledge, And you have to know when to take risks. And a U.S. businessman who is elected president of the United States actually made it look easy. And the establishment, the cabal, is really in a frenzy now because more and more Americans, including people of color, are now stepping outside the box. And one of the terms was you had black people, black Americans stepping outside the plantation of the destructive Democrat Party. And the Democrat Party was being exposed. The DC Party was being exposed. The Uniparty was being exposed. All because a businessman who was elected president made it look easy. What in the wide world of sports is this man thinking? Unleashing an economic growth, re-energizing the American spirit, an American economic spirit? What is this, 9-12-2001 again? Flying the American flag? We have to call, the man's a racist. He's a womanizer. He's an egomaniac. He sends out mean tweets. Instead, he's opening up dialogue with enemies of the United States, including North Korea. You know, in 2006, Ukrainian prosecutor general Viktor Shokin, in his investigation of corruption involving Burisma Holdings, a natural gas company, identified Hunter Biden as the recipient of over $3 million from the company, from Burisma. Viktor Shokin. And why do I bring this up? Because this is part of 2019. This is part of where this all started. And I might say this, okay? I was having a conversation the other day with a couple of my friends. One of them, and I were having a conversation, and he said, you know, they just won't leave the guy alone, talking about Donald Trump. I don't understand why. Another friend of mine said the same thing, had a tweet with a couple of other people or a text with some other people. And it's like, you know, maybe it's time we do get back to the basics and understand what's happening and why it's happening. And the cabal, the Washington, D.C. Uniparty, the establishment has done a great job in distracting Americans with chaos. And if this goes back to 2019. And why do I bring up 2006 Prosecutor General? Because in 2019, a video comes to light. And not wanting this corruption exposed, you know, Joe Biden swung into action the U.S. loan guarantees as hostage while demanding Viktor Shokin's being fired. So here's the clip of blowhard Biden, who in his own words brags as guest speaker at the Council of Foreign Relations. And by the way, it also, in this video, this audio, it implicates Barack Hussein Satoru Obama and his quid pro quo.
I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, right, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to the press conference. We're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
You're not getting $1 billion. Call Barack. he is in on it as well. Why? Because in 2006, Ukrainian Prosecutor General Viktor Shokin had uncovered and identified Hunter Cocaine Biden as a recipient of over $3 million from the company. So Joe Biden, being the big man on campus and wanting to seem important at the Council of Foreign Relations, exposes their obstruction, their meaning Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, and Joe Biden. Why? Because it could implicate Joe Biden, Hunter crackhead Biden, for receiving money from a business in the most corrupt country in the world, Ukraine. So this video emerges in 2019 while President Trump is in office, and he's saying, what the hell's going on? Here you have a former vice president who's bragging about he and the president doing a quid pro quo, wanting to get a special prosecutor fired, and withholding a $1 billion loan guarantee. Why? I mean, after all, Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, and the Biden regime were engaged in spying on President Trump as a private citizen, then as president-elect, and who knows when else the Obama-Biden regime were engaged in spying on President Trump. So Trump contacts Zelensky in 2019, who had just been newly elected president of Ukraine, to find out more about why this special prosecutor was fired. And if, in fact, both Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, and blowhard Biden played a role in this quid pro quo. Ah, but quickly, the Washington, D.C. cabal went into action, led by Nancy Pelosi in the House. She dispatches her henchmen, Adam Schiff and Eric Fangfang Swalwell. The cover-up of Joe Biden and the Biden crime family receiving $3 million from Burisma Holdings in Ukraine begins. All because Joe Biden had diarrhea of the mouth trying to be big man on campus. You know, but not only was this tactic employed to cover up Biden and the Biden crime family, but this corruption was a cover-up for the corrupt Democrats and their crime family, such as Nancy Pelosi, since Pelosi's son was allegedly involved in Ukrainian energy. John Kerry's stepson, Chris Hines, also involved in Ukraine energy, also involved with Burisma. And word has it that Rhino Mitt Romney's child or children were also involved in Ukrainian energy. You see, folks, this is the incestuous corruption inside of Washington, D.C., inside of Congress, inside of the executive branch of government today. Why is there such animosity, such fervor to destroy Donald Trump? Because he dare to take on the establishment. He dare to expose the corruptions and how these politicians such as Nancy Pelosi in Congress and Joe Biden as vice president and even possibly Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama were enriching themselves. So Nancy Pelosi couldn't risk Pandora's Ukrainian energy box being opened. So she quickly went to Jerry Nadler's six-page manifesto, How We Resist Trump and His Extreme Agenda, Plan of Action, and was quickly and rapidly employed by Pelosi and her puppets. Because one of the criteria inside of How We Resist Trump, as written by Jerry Nadler, was never legitimize Trump. So why do I rehash this? Because this was really the catalyst for resisting Trump. A perfect opportunity to get rid of Trump and cover up for the corruption that was embedded in Washington, D.C. and Congress at the highest levels of government. The president, Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, the vice president, Joe Biden, the speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, John Kerry, who was also in the administration, and at one point he was Secretary of State, and Mitt Romney, who just entered the United States Senate. And you wonder why Mitt Romney folded like a wet noodle in the 2012 election. So this mentality by the establishment is we can't have an outsider who's adopted this Make America Great, upend our making our political leaders rich. In 2016, or early 2017, Congressman Jerry Nadler wrote a six-page document titled How We Resist Trump and His Extreme Agenda. A six-page manifesto, I call it a manifesto, it was designed to derail and upend Trump's presidency and Donald Trump himself. What were the American people thinking electing an outsider like Donald Trump over the ultimate insider, the corrupt Hillary Rotten Clinton? It appears this guy Trump will not be following the rules of the Washington, D.C. cabal or the globalist community. Pretty evident when he withdrew from the World Health Organization, the WHO, when he was renegotiating trade deals to reduce and wipe out the trade deficits with communist China, with Mexico, with Canada, with the European Union, which are all being subsidized by the American taxpayer. That was dumb, especially since America has that ingenuity. He actually thinks he's going to employ constitutional edicts over the Marxist authoritarian rules. So in my discussion or with iGuy in particular, I got to thinking, you know, this question keeps coming up. It keeps coming up. How is it that they keep coming after Trump? Why do they keep going after Trump? And it's all in this six-page document, which I downloaded directly from Jerry Nadler's congressional website, by the way, How We Resist Trump and His Extreme Agenda. Since Election Day, this is what Jerry Nadler writes, since Election Day, many people have asked me what they might do to support those of us in Congress who are ready and willing to stand up and fight the Trump agenda. Stand up and fight the Trump agenda of making America great? How is it that a congressman who's taken the oath of office on numerous occasions to protect and defend the U.S. Constitution does not adhere to making America great, can't support the agenda of making America great, but adopts the communist and Marxist principles of bigger government, of controlling the people? So Jerry Nadler goes on to state, my answer starts with a fundamental belief that the 240-year-old institutions of our government, in particular our systems of checks and balances, were in part created with the precise goal of averting tyranny. Yes, the tyranny that was being employed or that was employed by Barack Hussein, Satoru, Obama when he was spying on journalists, when he used the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, to go after a journalist by the name of James Rosen and his family because Rosen had the audacity to question Barack Hussein, Satoru, Obama and his administration. Or how about using Susan Rice to facilitate a lie about Benghazi and then canceling all press briefings for 25 days while Susan Rice and the regime, the Obama regime, went out and started their lies of a obscure movie trailer was the catalyst for the attack on Benghazi compound in Libya, in which four Americans died as a result of the Obama administration, I'm sorry, the Obama-Biden regime not doing a damn thing to save those people, including Ambassador Christopher, Christopher Stevens, CIA, Sean Smith, Navy SEALs, Tyrone Woods, and Chris Doherty. And Hillary Rotten Clinton furthered that lie. So yeah, we're going to talk about the tyranny. We're going to talk about the tyranny that Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, using the IRS, weaponizing the IRS to shut down the Tea Party. and effectively did a job in doing so. These institutions can only function properly, however, when our country's leaders are working vigorously to ensure that they do, and when citizens remain fully engaged in the process. Now more than ever, with a president-elect who threatens to undermine or even delegitimize those institutions, and in doing so, to damage the very soul of our liberal democracy, I implore everyone to help our country help itself. Now, liberal democracy, do you see anything wrong with Jerry Nadler's manifesto calling our constitutional republic a liberal democracy? It's what these progressives, what these Marxists are trying to program. They couldn't take a person who is actually going to make America great. We cannot wait 4 years to vote Mr. Trump out of office. As members of the GOP Senate and House majorities have already stated that they will facilitate the Trump agenda, even if they weren't supporters of his during the campaign. So here, this is what Jerry Nadler starts off with. Okay, this is where Nancy Pelosi, the Pelosi-led House and the Schmuck Schumer-led Senate, and of course McConnell was the Senate majority leader at the time, he doesn't get a pass because he didn't adopt a Trump agenda. So Jerry Nadler says, we must do everything we can to stop Trump and his extreme agenda now. We do this by, one, holding him accountable for the tenor and tactics of his campaign, as well as his past and ongoing deplorable personal, professional, and political conduct. Ladies and gentlemen, what is going on today in Manhattan, New York? What is going on today? What is going on today is a manufactured law, a criminal suit against President Trump. Why? Because Jerry Nadler, in his six-page manifesto, the very first objective, holding him accountable for the tenor and tactics of his campaign, as well as his past and ongoing deplorable personal, professional, and political conduct. Michael Cohen was his private attorney, was Trump's private attorney. Some broad comes out of the woodwork and now wants to be paid $130,000 because she'll claim that she had an affair with Trump, whom he met, by the way. So Cohen states, and if I remember correct, Cohen says, just pay her cash, you know, pay it off. Trump says, no, pay her by check because I want a paper trail. And you see how the left wing now twists all that? And it turns out in January 2018, Stormy Daniels had stated in a Yahoo.com article that she did not have sex with the president. She did not have an affair with President Trump. It did not happen. She stated it never happened. But you see, the cabal in Washington, D.C. wants to distract you. And their objective is to use any and all tactics, because we can't use personal transgressions of Joe Biden and the Biden crime family. Oh, no. We can't use the personal transgressions of Hunter cocaine Biden, you know, snorting cocaine snorting Parmesan cheese from a rug, or Joe Biden paying $25,000 and $50,000 for Hunter cocaine Biden's whores. No. We're going to talk about $130,000, which is, there's a paper trail, because President Trump stated to his personal attorney, so much for attorney-client privilege too, by the way, if you're a left winger and you're an attorney and you have a right winger who is a Republican politician, you better get a new attorney. There are no principles when it comes to lawyers and left wing. Number two, wage fierce battles against every regressive action he takes, from personal appointments to his legislative program, in order to thwart or at least slow them down. Now, folks, why do they keep attacking Trump? Because Jerry Nadler and the Democrat Party adopted these principles. Every one of you remembers how how President Trump's Supreme Court picks, the Supreme Court justice nominees, were attacked, were maligned, stories were manufactured. How about Kavanaugh? Suddenly, this woman comes out of the woodwork from 30-something years ago that says that Judge Kavanaugh had attacked her, which never happened. But it was to slow the process down. It was to delegitimize Trump's picks. They have tried it. The left wing has tried it in every way, shape, and form. And you know what? It's in writing what their battle plan is. Number three, Jerry Nadler writes, exposing his Republican enablers in Congress and voting them out of office in 2018 with the goal of taking back either the House or the Senate for Democrat control. And I say he says Democratic. There's nothing Democratic about the Democrat Party. There is nothing Democratic about the Democrat Party. If anything, the Democrat Party today are Marxists. They have adopted the communist principles. And I'll use a new term, the Democrat communist principles. So Jerry Nadler goes on to write, to achieve this, to achieve those three bullet points, holding them accountable, waging a fierce battle to thwart or to slow them down, and to exposing his Republican enablers in Congress, to achieve this, we must keep our eyes on two important goals. Depressing Trump's public support and dividing the congressional GOP from him and from each other. Now, I don't care what your party affiliation is. I don't care. But if you have to honestly step back and you have to be honest to say that this man, Donald Trump, was attacked each and every day while he was in office. And why? And now we know why. Because of Jerry Nadler and the Democrat Party's agenda. Depressing Trump's public support has always been the goal. Well, Vito, he's no longer in office. But the problem is Donald Trump wouldn't leave. Not after the first attempted impeachment. Not after the second impeachment attempt. Not after maligning him, maligning Melania, maligning Barron, going after his children. Trump wasn't going away. So it was imperative after January 20th, 2021, to depress Trump's public support and continue to do so because Donald Trump may get the idea he's going to run for office once again, for the presidency again, which is now happening. Dividing congressional GOP? Well, that was easy because you had some rhinos in there. Liz Cheney, Kinzinger, Romney. Oh, and Nancy Pelosi put together a bipartisan January 6th panel, which included anti-Trumper Adam Kinzinger, anti-Trumper Liz Cheney. Oh, and by the way, did you know that Liz Cheney's husband works for a law firm that represents Hunter Cocaine Biden? Oh, and did you know further that that same law firm, Joe Biden, appointed an attorney, a partner in that attorney, I believe, as a member of the DOJ, the Department of Justice? You want to know why Hunter Cocaine Biden's issue is being slow-walked? You want to know why Burisma doesn't come up? You want to know why there's no connecting of dots between Joe Biden, the big guy receiving 10%? You want to know why no one's asking questions about the mayor of Moscow's wife giving Hunter Cocaine Biden $1 million? And why this money is being filtered to Joe Biden, the big guy, the wicked man? You know, start connecting the dots here, folks. Why do they keep going after Trump? Because that is the Democrat Party objective. That is the cabal's objective. It may be boring. It may be redundant, but it has to be said that there is a reason this is happening. And this is Jerry Nadler's own words. This is the objective of Jerry Nadler and the Democrat Party. This has been their objective. It is still their objective to depress Trump's public support. Do you think that the left wing is enjoying the fact that Donald Trump is back in the arena? Do you think the Democrat Party, the establishment, the World Economic Forum, the New World Order is happy about Trump kicking off his 2024 campaign rally in Waco, Texas tomorrow? Thank you, Duck, for that info, by the way. In Waco, Texas, you know, Janet Reno land. It's where Bill Clinton screwed up on the Branch Davidian. That's for another show. Do you think the Democrat Party, the establishment, is happy the fact that 25,000 people will attend, another 10,000 people will wait in line? Do you think that the nonviolent Trump rally is a thorn in the establishment's side, whether it's in Waco or whether it's in Pennsylvania or it's in Arizona or Florida or Utah? The objective by the Democrat Party has been, and by the way, the objective from the Uniparty has been, to depress Trump's public support. To understand how the public might help those of us in Congress achieve this, it is first necessary to explain what procedural tools we have at our disposal to resist him legislatively. The House of Representatives is set up to facilitate majority rule. This can't be sugarcoated. We have very few parliamentary tools available to us if the GOP majority seeks to minimize the minority's influence, and they will. Oh, can you imagine? Can you imagine the majority in the United States House actually using constitutional rule instead of liberal Democrat rule? The United States is not a liberal democracy. We're a representative republic. You see, this is how you rewrite history, how you program your left-wing lunatics. We have a few minor floor procedures like discharge petitions and usually one floor amendment, the motion to recommit. But even these require some Republican support, which will be very hard to cultivate in this environment. Making America great. Imagine unleashing the American spirit, unleashing individual freedoms and liberties, chopping 40,000 pages of regulation, onerous government regulations, giving education back to the parents instead of mandating and dictating from Washington, D.C. Hell, it's time to just get rid of the Department of Education. We already have 50 Departments of Education in the United States. Why do we need this bloviated and overblown taxpayer noose? This should raise your ire. We must do everything we can to stop Trump. You go after him personally, professionally, and politically. And that's exactly what they've done to Donald Trump and what they continue to do. Making America great is not radical. It's not extreme. It's a belief in one's country. It's a belief in one's country. It's a belief in one's ability. The objective by the Pelosi-led House was waging fierce battles against every regressive action he takes, from personal appointments to legislative programs, in order to thwart or at least slow them down. You ask why the attacks on Justice Kavanaugh? Why the attacks on all of his congressional appointments? All of his judicial appointments? Why? It was a plan of action. It was to send a notice of fatigue. You are tired of Donald Trump. You are tired of his policies. And it was a great coordinated attack that continues today. This whole nonsense that's going on in Manhattan is simply that. It's nonsense. But it is part of the objective that was laid out by Jerry Nadler in his six-page manifesto, holding him accountable for the tenor and tactics of his campaign, as well as his past and ongoing deplorable personal, professional, and political conduct. Michael Cohen is a convicted felon, a liar. And the George Soros-sponsored Manhattan DA is basing his entire case on a liar, a known felon. There are tapes, there are recordings of Donald Trump making the statement when Cohen requests and states that I'll pay her in cash. He said, and Trump says, no, I want you to use check. I want a paper trail. You know, Donald Trump is not the first billionaire to be shaken down by someone. Did he live a flamboyant lifestyle? Yes, he did. Doesn't necessarily mean he was a scumbag in that regard. He enjoyed the limelight, but you know what? He has the business acumen. He has the intellect to lead this country. And much to the dismay of the left wing in America, who has adopted the Marxist principles, Trump provides a speed bump. He provides a barrier that the Marxists don't know how to handle, especially when 75 million people plus, and not just Republicans, independents, Democrats, blacks, whites, Asians, Hispanics, all start stepping away from the destructive Democrat Party and that plantation of hate. That scares the living hell out of the Jerry Nadlers, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Robert Reich, the Hillary Rotten Clintons, who all seek to redefine the United States of America, redefine our constitutional republic. Jerry Nadler included on page 2, the first order of business must be to refuse to allow the normalization of Trump. That should bother the hell out of every American. When a man who is looking to the United States of America, the country he loves, to make it more successful, to make the American people more successful, as he did. And you have a cabal in Washington, D.C., who adopts the Marxist principles, who seeks to reject President Trump on every level, to reject Donald Trump and call it normalizing. They don't want to normalize Trump. President Trump walks out of the White House to Marine One, and he takes 31 minutes and he answers every question from a reporter, every question. And somehow he wasn't transparent. And yet the frail old fraud, the wicked man Joe Biden, shuffles out of the White House, avoids the press. And should he take one question, and he should ask him about his business, his prior business dealings, he walks away, he waves his hands at him, and he shuffles his way back to Marine One. Doesn't even salute, you know, the Marines that are standing there. But doesn't answer a question. And somehow there's no call for the lack of transparency. Jerry Nadler also wrote, Donald Trump doesn't deserve the benefit of the doubt, and where have we seen that? So you ask, why do they keep going after Trump? Because this is the manifesto of the Democrat Party. Donald Trump doesn't deserve the benefit of the doubt. Donald Trump doesn't deserve to be normalized, refused to normalize Trump. He was okay when he was given, you know, Schmuck Schumer $25,000 for his campaign when Chuck was running, you know, for the Senate, was running for Congress. It was okay. It was okay when the NAACP was giving, you know, President Trump awards for his great philanthropy and his support of the NAACP, and was on stage with Rosa Parks and Muhammad Ali. He was okay when he did that, but by God, he ran as a Republican, and then he's talking about making America great instead of making America dependent. We must refuse to normalize Trump. We must depress Trump's public support. That was the goal in 2017 and is the goal today in 2023. And that is scaring the bejesus out of the left wing in America today, because Trump is not losing that public support. And they've done everything. They, the left wing, the cabal, the establishment, the Uniparty, has done everything they could to depress Trump's public support. They even tried to divide congressional Republicans, and some did fall off the reservation, Kinzinger and Cheney. Cheney got trounced in the last election. Kinzinger saw the writing on the wall, and he fled to MSNBC. You've got newcomers coming into the United States Congress who are standing with President Trump and his agenda, making America great. And I'm sorry, Sarge, I think that's you with your hand up, but I apologize. We got about 6 minutes left. I just wanted to bring to light, I've had this conversation over the last 2 weeks with people, and it's like, why do they keep going after Trump? And I want you to understand that this has been the plan of action for the Democrat Party since 2016. Nancy Pelosi adopted this manifesto as written by Jerry Nadler, Congressman Jerry Nadler, and every Democrat who aligns with the left-wing radicalism, the left-wing Marxism of the Democrat Party, including Maxine Waters, including Sheila Jackass Lee, including Eric Fang Swalwell. Imagine that. Your political career is launched by a communist Chinese spy, and there's no consequences for your actions. And you're brash enough to continue to malign President Trump and any Republican out there who supports an America First agenda, who supports making America great. And your political career was launched by the communist Chinese. That shows that these people have no shame. Eric Swalwell has no shame. Adam Schiff uses taxpayer-funded money to pay off a sexual harassment lawsuit with a male intern. Please. Marxism has infected the United States of America, and it's being furthered by the Democrat Party in America. There is nothing democratic about the Democrat Party. And it's not just the Democrat Party, it's the Uniparty who's adopted these big government authoritarian rules. They want Americans to have less and less liberties. And they want more and more control centralized in Washington, D.C. And we've seen how Joe Biden has sold America's energy agenda to the globalists, taking America off energy independence, which has led to the highest inflation in 40 years. And now total dependency on the world for our energy. And Americans are paying dearly for that. So don't be distracted by all the chaos. This is a planned chaos. This is a planned distraction. And they're using a frail old fraud, i.e. Joe Biden, to do so. Sorry I wasn't able to get to you today, Sarge, but I want to thank Ducky. I want to thank our big, fat, soft underbelly, Sue from New Mexico. And I want to remind you that tomorrow, I'm sorry, today, after this show, at 1 o'clock, tune in to Southern Sense Talk Radio with Annie, the deplorable radio chick right here on Blog Talk Radio. She's on at 1 o'clock with our great sidekick, author Curtis Bennett. Tomorrow night, we've got Minister Simon Dekduk and the beautiful Christy revealing the truth about Islam at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Sunday, Eric from Fafiristan with the Cross and the Crescent. I believe he's on at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Monday, Al and I will be back at Mama Mia No Sharia, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Wednesday, you got Hank Jones and Poly Sports. He's on at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And Thursday, Hank's got the hankerings at, I believe, at 6 o'clock. So check out the lineup for Global Patriot Radio. Follow us on Twitter at G Patriot Radio or at Mama Mia No Sharia. We're also on Facebook. So I want to thank you all for joining. Thank you, Sarge. Also, Bigfoot. Check out Bigfoot's blog. Go to www.bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. Bigfoot has a great blog spot. If you want an eclectic news, a nonpartisan, okay, of all news from around the world, Bigfoot does a fantastic job of putting together some stories. So he's got from National Review, Washington Beacon, CNS News, American Thinker, the Euro News, Palestinian Media Watch, Op India, The Daily Mirror, Bomeo Post from Malaysia, Free Malaysia Today, the Korea Herald. So Bigfoot does a great job with his blog spot. So thank you all for joining us today. You guys have a nice weekend. Be aware of your surroundings. And check out Andy's show with author Curtis Bennett at 1 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. Be safe out there. Thank you, folks. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Ciao for now.
And spit it all. I faced it all. And I stood tall. And did it my way. I've loved. I've laughed and cried. I've had my fill. Share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no. No, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the thing he truly feels, and not the world.
You, Billy.
Yes, it was my way.
It's the 5M way. Ciao for now.